representative of many states and levels of your consciousness, your emotional self, your spiritual self, your mental self, your bodily self. There are many different ways that your mirror has of reflecting back to you those symbols that are representative of the beliefs you hold most true. And so it is up to you to be imaginative, to be able to learn to interpret your own reality around you, the things that you see, the people that you meet, all have significance. There are no accidents in that sense. It is a type of orchestration, a choreography, and it is up to you to let it in your heart, your mind, your spirit, your body, to let it in, to be open to what your reality has to say to you, to what your reflection is showing you about yourself, so that you can learn to truly master the power of the illusion instead of being the slave to the illusion of power that many of you in your society have succumbed to for thousands of your years. This is what this transformation is all about that's going on in consciousness on your world, the awakening, the opening up of yourself to more of yourself, the realization of who and what you really are, what you were really created to be, and thus the total surrender, that is to say, total acceptance of yourself, so that reality can show you who you actually are, rather than playing the illusion game of who you think you're supposed to be, which only has you running around in circles and tiring you out. And you have been so very tired for so very long as a society. Time to energize and wake up, and the way you will do that is to surrender to who you are. Accept who you really are in your heart of hearts as a dreamer, as an imaginative creator. And accept reality as a reflection of you. You're not a victim in any way, shape, or form, on any level whatsoever, unless you decide that's the game you want to play. And if you do, it will be allowed, because you are always supported in everything you decide is true. Because, again, infinite creation is nothing but unconditional allowance and love, and will allow you, through its unconditional support and love, to have any game scenario you want. Even a game scenario wherein you can pretend you are not loved. It loves you that much. And so use that love to your advantage, and allow yourself to wake up into that love, to love yourself, and to understand that anything at all, is possible for you within the context of the reality that you have chosen, and that you are now expanding even the definition of that reality now that you understand, or at least are beginning to understand, the power behind the illusion. So, as it expands, you will expand, possibilities will expand, reality will change, and you have begun to see many of the symptoms of that as space and time become very much more slippery. And things are not quite so rigid. And all the different belief systems that have existed on your planet for thousands of years are now all coming out at once onto the table, battling it out, in a sense. Positive, negative, pro and con. Everything coming to the surface, all the deep, dark secrets, all the fears, all the doubts, along with all the possibilities of infinite joy, all coming out on the table all at once, so you can choose, because that is the ultimate tool of freedom and power, the ability to know you can choose. And that's all there is to it. And it begins from the realization that that's all you've ever done, is choose. What you get is what you chose, consciously or unconsciously, to believe was the most likely kind of thing you were capable of getting. Now that you can begin to see yourself as a true aspect of the infinite, you will know that infinity is open to you. And it is up to you to determine just exactly how much of that infinity and how much ecstasy you can handle at any given moment. You determine the rate. You are the valve, completely and utterly, that determines the rate of flow of that ecstasy, because it's only your